Shadow was a Shetland pony. She was black all over, blacker than a thundercloud. When Granddad was a boy, he would ride Shadow to school each day. Granddad lived on a farm. He would ride Shadow across the paddocks and along the road to the school. Whatever the weather, Shadow would carry him there, but she didn't like it. She didn't like it one bit. Shadow was quite big for a Shetland pony. There were no stirrups and no saddle to help Granddad climb onto her back. His father would have to give him a leg up, and sometimes as Granddad was climbing, Shadow would try to bite him. "You're such a grumpy horse," Granddad would say to her. About halfway to school, across the paddocks, there was a rickety old bridge. Shadow didn't like to cross it. The bridge with Granddad on her back. She would stop quite still and refuse to go further. So every day Granddad would slide off. Shadow would gently lead her across the bridge and over a nearby gate. Then he would climb onto the gate and jump across onto her back, and off they would go again. Sometimes you're a real pain, Shadow, Granddad would say. Lots of children rode ponies to school in those days. So there were special paddocks where they were kept while the children were at school. Shadow would spend the day in the paddocks grazing the grass. Then Granddad would have to catch her to ride her back home. After spending a happy day in the paddocks with the other horses, Shadow didn't always want to be caught. Often Granddad had to chase her around. Sometimes he would take a mint in his pockets. He would call out, "Shadow, Shadow," and show her the mint. While he was standing on the gate, as she took the mint, Granddad would jump quickly from the gate onto her back. "You don't deserve the mint," Granddad would sigh. "Sometimes you're just so difficult." One day, on the way home from school, a car pulled up just in front of Granddad. Granddad and Shadow. As the driver got out, he slammed his door. The noise gave Shadow a huge fright. She reared up on her hind legs. Granddad fell off and Shadow galloped away. Luckily, Granddad wasn't hurt. But he had to walk the rest way home that day. Then Granddad and his father had to go out and look for Shadow. They found her a couple of kilometers away, chomping the grass by the side of the road. "You're such a lot of work, Shadow," Granddad's father. A few years passed. And then Granddad got his first bike. Granddad liked his bike. It didn't try bite him when he climbed on it. And it didn't stop working when it came to the rickety bridge. and it didn't run away from her from school. It didn't get frightened by cars on the road either. Shadow was given to another family who had children at the school. There was no rickety bridge for her to cross anymore. But she still didn't like the children riding her. In fact, she became more and more unfriendly. And she got frightened very easily. Often, she would hide under the trees in the paddocks. She preferred to be left to herself. The vet was called. She examined her thoroughly. Shadow is almost completely blind, she said. She must have been going blind for years. That's why she hasn't been so troublesome. When Grandad heard about poor Shadow, he went to visit her and stuffed his pockets full of mints and sat on the gate. "Shadow, Shadow," he called, although she could hardly see. There was nothing wrong with Shadow's hearing. When she heard Grandad's voice, she trotted over to the gate. Then she sniffed at his pockets. There was nothing wrong with her sense of smell either, her sense of taste, or her sense of taste, as Grandad soon discovered. Grandad ruffled Shadow's mane as she nuzzled at his hand long after the mints were all gone. You're all right, Shadow," whispered Grandad. "You're all right."